All right, next up on the three-point stance, we're going to talk about our pickups of the week. Brad, I'm going to give you a list here because a lot of our injuries were to the quarterback position. Okay. So I'm going to give you a list of quarterbacks. You can tell me one or two that you like out of this list. These, okay. These are my pickups for quarterback. Colt McCoy, Troy Smith, Tyler Thigpen, Matt Cassel, and Tony Pike.
Okay, I'm going to go Matt Cassel because he's been throwing to Dwayne Bowe.
That's true.
Who is on fire right now. And okay, I'm going to give you two more, real all quick. Right. Troy Smith, I really like the way he's been playing. I would say go out and pick him up if you can.
Yeah, he has come in and looked really good.
Yeah, I like the way he's been looking a lot. And this is just more of a surprise. I don't know if necessarily fantasy-wise you want to own him, but I like the way Colt McCoy's been playing in Cleveland.
He's starting to look like an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, and out of the ones, I think the ones that went in the draft, a lot of people thought that he would have the hardest time converting, and he looks to be doing better than Jimmy Clausen and some of the other quarterbacks out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously not as good as Sam Bradford. But yeah, I mean, I've been surprised with his play. I would like to see how he progresses.
Okay. You know, you should be pretty set with your team at this point because there's no bye weeks. You know, so I'm just going to list off real quick one for most of your other skill position players here. My pickup for tight end is going to be Rob Gronkowski. He had 3 touchdowns this week. You know, a pretty big week. I obviously don't expect that type of production out of him every week.
No.
But I think he is going to be a good red zone target going forward.
Yeah, and I mean, anyone that Brady's throwing to, you have a chance to have a really good week.
Yeah, yeah. So my running back pickup for this week, of course, is going to be Keyland Williams.
Yes. Huge game. Going forward, I don't like him with Clinton Portis possibly coming back, with Ryan Terrain possibly coming back. Honest, Rob, you have some stats for Williams?
Yeah, just in case any of the listeners didn't see Monday night's game or didn't catch up on that. This last week, he had 16 carries for 89 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, and then 4 receptions for 50 and 1 touchdown from that one of those passes.
Yeah.
And that converts to a lot of points.
Definitely. I don't expect that type of production out of him every week, and his value is going to be severely limited with Clinton Portis and Torrey coming back. But
yeah, just kind of going back from that when he's been the backup, he's only gotten, looks like, 10 attempts on the whole season until last week. So.
Yeah, so I think he showed a little something. Mm-hmm. Shanahan might put him in the mix. Shanahan's been known for having kind of stables of running backs.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't trust him moving forward to be like anything more than a flex.
Yeah, definitely.
Depending on the injuries.
I agree. And my wide receiver pickup for the week then is going to be Mario Manningham. There was that injury to Steve Smith.
Yeah.
So now Manningham is the wide receiver 2 in the Giants.
And they're kind of talking about possibly some extended, being out for Steve Smith. It might not just be a week like first they thought it would be. So, yeah, I would say Manningham, as far as I'm concerned, is probably your top pickup this week.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. All right, our next segment here on the three-point stance is called Back in the Saddle. This is where we talk about some players that are coming back into their team's lineup so you can put them back into your fantasy lineup.
Right.
First up, we're going to talk about Clinton Portis coming back from his separated groin. He says he's about 50-50 to come back this week. Are you putting him back in your lineup yet?
No. That's a very simple answer.
So you roll with Williams for 1 week there and then probably Clinton Portis after that?
Yeah, I mean, and you can't forget that Terrain's in the mix too.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
he was
true.
About to come back this last Monday, stretching it out didn't go so well, his hamstring. So I still think that Terrain's gonna get the start regardless of if Williams or Portis is back. So I'm gonna kind of stay away from that whole backfield, see how it plays out.
Okay. Next up is Reggie Bush coming back from his leg injury. Looks like he's gonna play this week.
Yeah, and to me, Reggie Bush, he's kind of one of those up and down players, you know, like sometimes he can have really big weeks and sometimes he can only get you, you know, a point or two. I think if you feel comfortable with starting Bush in your league, and you have, then I don't think anything's going to really change all that much.
He's still in that Saints backfield for me. I say stay away from it. But next up is Donald Driver. He's questionable coming back from his quad injury, but it looks like he has a chance to play this week. What do you see for Donald Driver?
I think Donald Driver's going to go back to being Donald Driver. You know, I mean, he has the same type of role. He's going to get you, you know, 4 or 5 points every week. Might surprise you with a touchdown. And, you know, if you have been starting him, I say keep on starting him.
Yep, I agree. Next up is Joseph Addai, who had that shoulder nerve problem, I guess. He's questionable and has been practicing a little bit. Looks like he might come back this week.
I say if he comes back, I think you're going to have to play him just because the Colts' backfield just in general has been looking not so great this season. So I think if they get him back, they're going to want to prove, like, hey, we do have a running game too. So I think he'll get a decent amount of work if he comes back.
Yeah, I think whoever the starting running back in Indianapolis is has some value. And I think if Addai comes back, it's going to be him.
Okay.
Next up is Vince Young. Had that ankle injury. This is actually a little bit of a cheat for Back to the Saddle because he did play some last week.
Yeah.
But you know, coming back into the lineup as the starter anyway will be Vince Young with that ankle injury.
I think you're going to want to start Vince Young. Yeah. I think he's a pretty good fantasy starter, and I think they're really going to try to focus on getting Moss involved this week.
I think he's got his new toy to play with.
Yeah.
So
I see a lot of good things for Vince Young moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. Next up is Malcolm Floyd with his hamstring injury. He's probable to play this week. He's been practicing, so should be back in the lineup.
Yeah, I think Malcolm Floyd's a pretty good start. You know, he's got the size, and he's familiar with Phillip Rivers, which Phillip Rivers doesn't have a lot of familiar receivers out there right now. So I think he's going to get a pretty decent amount of work.
And Phillip Rivers has been playing lights out this season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whoever he's throwing to, I think, is going to have some value. If it's Malcolm Floyd, then I say roll him out there.
Yeah.
And the last one also on San Diego is Antonio Gates, who is about 50-50 to play at this point with his foot injury. So do you think he's going to play? And if he does, are you putting him back in your lineup?
I think he is going to play. He's a real tough guy. He doesn't like sitting out at all. And if he's playing, I think you got to put him in. You know, I'm an Antonio Gates owner. And if he tells me he's playing, I'm putting him in.
Yeah, he's still the number one tight end on the year. So I think if he tells you he's going to be out there, if you find that out, you got to roll him out there. It is going to be tough, though, since it's a Monday night game for the Chargers to figure that out first.
You're going
to
want
to
hopefully hear before then, you know, maybe Sunday morning what the deal is.
Or grab Randy McMichael as a handcuff just in case.
That's true. That's also an option because he's probably out there in your league.
Yep. All right, moving on here on the 3-Point Stance. Our next segment up is...
You're killing me, Smalls!
And these are our fantasy players that just... You expect them to do good where you drafted them, the trades that you made for them, and they just don't seem to be living up to their potential. We actually want to hear from you guys, too. So if you would like to tell us about players in your league that might be killing you on your team, make sure you email us. It's the 3-Point Stance, and it's the number 3, not the word 3, at gmail.com. And we will answer it, might even put it on the air if it's good enough, if we think it's fantasy relevant enough...
For
all people out there. First one we got to talk about, and I know he killed a lot of people this week, Peyton Manning.
Ugh.
Peyton Manning. And this is not a player that I ever expected to have on your Killing Me Smalls. Honest,
yeah,
Rob,
definitely not.
Can we get some stats on what Peyton Manning did this last week?
Last week, Peyton had 20 completions for 185 and no touchdowns, equals 7 points in standard scoring.
Yeah, wow. That was super for me.
Yeah, I think like maybe... Tyler Thigpen did just as good, maybe.
Probably a bunch of players did that good. Yeah.
He at least had a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, I don't think that this is something that you can, you know, think you're going to see over from Peyton Manning. He's an excellent player. He had a bad week. But yeah, definitely.
It just kills
week.
You when a player like that you're anticipating, you know, playing well every week has that. He's going to have a stinker, but then when he has it, it's so rough on
you. Yeah. And that's a player that you count on for the consistency on your team. And there's not a lot of consistent players as far as your team goes.
Well, consider this, Brad. I mean, so far in the season, he's got 248 completions for 2,663 yards, 16 touchdowns, and only 4 interceptions.
Up
until this point, you know, he just had the bad week.
Yeah. And that's what I mean, obviously, you're not going to drop Peyton Manning. Let's not get crazy. But yes, he did deserve to be in your Killing Me Smalls for this week.
Yep. He killed a lot of people this week.
Actually, a lot of big players in the section. Michael Turner is another one.
Yeah.
And, like, once again, just a bad week. The week before, he had a very good week, you know. But, you know, obviously, this week didn't really have that great of a week as far as rushing goes. Another one, Jason, I know you've been dealing with this a lot this season. Ray Rice
is killing me.
Killing you, Smalls.
Killing me, Smalls, indeed. But yeah, he's one that can be on this list, you know, multiple weeks. He's just it's such a down year for, especially where you drafted him.
Yeah,
it's so disappointing for Ray Rice this year.
He's almost like I'd hate to say this, but almost kind of like a feast or famine type player now.
Yeah,
and that's not what you drafted, where you drafted him, you know, in your draft, more than likely.
He's not getting the yardage totals you expected from him. He's not getting the touchdowns.
No.
He's not getting it done.
Honest, Rob, can we get some stats on Ray Rice?
Yeah, for Rice, this last week, like we were just talking about, he's not only is he not getting it done with only 59 yards, he didn't even get the attempts this last week. He was only offered the ball 12 times on the ground.
Jeez.
He did get 3 catches for 43 yards, but either way, either on the ground or in the air, he didn't get any touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ray Rice, I mean, I feel sorry if you're his owner. I think where you drafted him, you kind of got to stick with him, which is the hard part.
Yeah.
Unless you had, you know, a really good pickup off the waiver wire.
Unless you got like a Peyton Hillis or a Arian Foster, then maybe you can...
In a non-committee situation, why is he only getting 12 carries?
Yeah,
that's what I don't get.
That's true.
Willis McGahee sometimes will get the goal line stuff, but I mean, you got to look at him as your starter, as your, you know, main back in the backfield there.
Yeah. I definitely would. Definitely this one got under a lot of people's skin, too. It just seemed to be a very bad week for starters. Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
You certainly didn't expect a week like that out of all day.
No, and I don't expect many more, but yeah. Honest Rob, can you give us the stats for last week?
Sure. AP had 21 touches this week, 17 on the ground, 4 in the air. Only managed 51 yards on the ground, only 24 in the air. So only 75 total yards on 21 touches and no touchdowns either way.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not what you expect from Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, definitely not. From a guy who I was saying I'd grab with the number one pick in the draft this year if I had it over.
That's why
again.
I'm not sure I'd take him as a number one.
But, again, it's you know, one bad week. He's had a great season.
Exactly.
So.
Still definitely top three. So next one we're going to talk about Steve Johnson. Had a horrible week. We really talked him up last week. Mm-hmm. I don't think that this is a trend either. I just think he had a bad week.
He came back down to earth a little bit. I mean, he had been flying real high with the five games or whatever in a row with touchdowns. I mean, he had to come down at some point, and it was this week, unfortunately.
Yeah. Another one, big running back. A lot of people have Rashard Mendenhall. Mm-hmm. Didn't really have a great week. Honest Rob, can we get some stats for Mendenhall?
Yeah, this last week, Mendenhall had 11 carries for only 50 yards, only 2 receptions for 5 yards. He's not really that much of a receiving running back. Yeah. I think he's only had 16 or 20 receptions on the year.
Yeah.
But you expect a little more out of him on the season. He's had 179 for 752 and 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously you're going to expect a little bit more than 50 yards.
Yeah. I don't understand why they're not giving him the ball more, to be honest.
I guess with Big Ben back, I mean, he's got the big arm. He's got some talented receivers to throw to. But, I mean, at the same time, you got to balance your offense. And Rashard Mendenhall's your running back. So.
And he's very awesome running back.
Yeah, he's very good. I don't know.
So that's going to be wrapping it up. You're killing me, Smalls.
Next up on the three-point stance, we are getting to our next segment is get in my line.
Or ride the pine. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you guys matchups, different player matchups, and we're going to tell you who we're going to be starting and why. So what we're going to do is I'm going to be tossing it off to Jason and Honest Rob. And if there's a tie in the situation, I will come in as the tiebreaker. So Jason and Rob, first one, are you starting Vernon Davis or Jacob Tammy?
I think I'm going to take Jacob Tammy, actually. I know he had a little bit of an injury issue this week, but I think he's probably one of the top tight ends going forward.
You know, and I'm going to disagree on that one. I'm going to go Vernon Davis. You know, he's been a pretty high output tight end this year. And, you know, against Tampa Bay, you know, it's certainly not as scary as it could be. So give me Davis.
I think I'm going to go take Vernon Davis in the matchup. I think Tammy's a little bit more hurt than I think people know. And I think with the new quarterback at San Francisco, it's throwing in another wrinkle that most defenses aren't ready for. Moving on, this is going to be we're going to go to elite wide receivers right now. Are you taking Roddy White or Dwayne Bowe?
I'm going to take Roddy White. He's been off the charts this year. He's getting more targets than anyone per game, and he's been working those targets. He's been putting up huge yardage numbers, touchdowns all the time. I mean, in my opinion, he's still the number one guy, number one wide receiver, so I'm sticking with him.
All right.
I've got to agree with Jason on that. White has put up a huge season thus far, but I've got to go Dwayne Bowe. He's just been on fire, and they're playing Arizona, who's done pretty much nothing this year, so I got to go Bowe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Bowe, too, simply because of the matchup. I think if you're looking at pure wide receiver talent, I think that Roddy White has more, but I think this is just more matchup-based as far as I'm concerned. Moving on, these are kind of maybe lower-end running backs if you're looking for someone for maybe your flex position. Fred Jackson, who had a really good week last week, and also Felix Jones, who we already talked about.
Okay. I think I would probably go with Felix Jones going forward. I know Fred Jackson, CJ Spiller is now injured, so it's looking like Fred Jackson is going to get a better share of the carries there. But I think as far as, you know, like we were talking about running back talent anyway, I think Felix Jones is the more talented back, and he should be getting more work in Dallas now.
Okay.
New and improved Cowboys with Garrett. Mm-hmm. Give me Felix Jones on it, too.
This is a battle of the backfield. Maybe if you're looking, you're hurting at the running back position, trying to find someone to plug in. We're going to go Keelan Williams or Mike Goodson.
I'm going to go with Keelan Williams. Mike Goodson is playing Baltimore this week, so I think Williams has a better game there.
Okay.
If Williams plays, you know, and he continues to be as dynamic as he was this last week, and what I really kind of like that he was able to play the way he was, even in the face of total defeat against the Eagles. So give me Williams as well.
I'm going to say Williams if he plays. I think if Ryan Terrain or Clinton Portis comes back, I'm going to go with Mike Goodson. Next one is going to be kind of battle of a little bit more elite running backs. Are you going Darren McFadden with a hard matchup, or are you going McCoy, who has a hard matchup from the Eagles?
I think I'm going to go with LeSean McCoy. Pittsburgh is the number one team in the league against the run anyway. So I think McFadden, I think, is a better running back than McCoy, but I think he's got the tougher matchup. I think McCoy will probably have a little better week against the Giants.
All right.
Alternatively, I think the Giants really scare me just trying to play players against them, especially with the run, even though Pittsburgh is statistically number one. I just have a better feeling about McFadden because just the Giants have been so scary lately.
I think I'm going to roll with McFadden just because Peyton Hillis was actually able to run on Pittsburgh. So they're definitely, you can run on him. It's not easy. But yeah, I think I'm going to go with McFadden. Looking at some elite wide receivers now, are you going with Brandon Lloyd or Hakeem Nicks this week?
I'm going to play Hakeem Nicks. He's been not a great week last week, but aside from that, he's been pretty lights out this season. I'm going to stick with him. I think they have a good game against Philly.
Against San Diego with Lloyd, that's going to be a tough matchup, but I think that I want to go Lloyd. With Nicks playing Philly, Asante Samuel, I think, had at least two interceptions this last week, or at least the Eagles in general did. So I think I'm going to go Lloyd just because the Eagles' backfield has really kind of stepped it up and getting the ball.
All right, I think I'm going to go Nicks on this one. Just the way he's been playing all season, he's a beast. And with Steve Smith being out, I think he's going to even get more looks than he was before. All right, defenses now. Maybe these are actually defenses that you can pick up on your waiver wire this week. It's one of the reasons why we want to talk about them. Are you taking Cleveland's defense or St. Louis defense this week?
I'm going to take Cleveland's defense. I don't think they're quite as bad as a lot of people expect them to be. They're not an elite defense by any means, but they're going up against Jacksonville, and Jacksonville really hasn't been able to muster much as far as a running game or a passing game, really. But I think Cleveland has a good game against Jacksonville.
I've got to agree with Jason and go with Cleveland. Jacksonville's been so up and down, just like Garrard. Garrard could light them up, no question. But the odds that Matt Ryan and Roddy White light up St. Louis a lot higher than if Jacksonville is successful against Cleveland.
So. Good point. Talking about David Garrard, he's actually the next person we're going to have here. David Garrard versus Carson Palmer. Who are you taking?
I'm going to take Carson Palmer. I'm generally a big Carson Palmer hater. I'm not a big fan of Carson Palmer. But this week against Buffalo, I think he's going to have a better game than Garrard will against Cleveland.
Okay.
Since he's playing the worst team in the NFL right now, statistically, obviously our local Lions are down in the dumps too. But give me Palmer against Buffalo. You pretty much have to.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lions, we're going to do a battle of the backup quarterbacks here. Tyler Thigpen down in Miami versus Sean Hill back up here in Detroit.
That's not even a question for me. That's Sean Hill, hands down.
The Lions have just been so disgusting to me lately. I've got to go with Thigpen. Back in 2008, Thigpen had 230 completions for 2,608 yards and 18 touchdowns. So he's proven that he can run with the big boys.
Sean Hill, I think I got to take Sean Hill, even though I'm pulling for Thigpen this week. This is going to be our last one. Jamaal Charles versus Knowshon Moreno. Both of these are kind of receivers out of the backfield, really good hands, and they're both very quick. Who are you taking?
I think I'm going to take Jamaal Charles just because of the matchup up against Arizona. Arizona's been pretty weak on defense all year, and Jamaal Charles is a very talented running back. I do worry about him losing some carries to Thomas Jones, but I think overall he has a great game.
Yeah, I agree with Jason again. Give me Charles against Arizona.
Okay, we want to get to our segment of the show. This is our last segment that we do, shout-outs. We're actually going to do something a little different this week. We're going to do anti-shout-outs.
We have a lot of anger this week.
Yeah, my anti-shout-out goes to the entire Monday Night Football game that single-handedly made me lose in both my leagues when I should have been winning by a lot. So screw everyone from the Monday Night game.
My anti-shout-out is much more pointed, but it's the same game there. I'm going to go for Jerome Harrison. Got 100 yards and a touchdown, cost me my game. So
My anti-shoutout is going to be a little bit more retro. My anti-shoutout is against Matt Millen for the worst 8 years in pretty probably Lions history and the history of the NFL. So thanks, Matt. The Lions still are struggling thanks to you.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on the 3-Point Stance. I'm Brad.
I'm Statman Honest Rob.
And I'm Jason. Everybody remember, we'd like to hear your emails. Email us at the 3-Point Stance, that is the number 3, not the word, at gmail.com. Everybody remember to keep your fantasies on the field.